This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Bert's with us live in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Glad to be here, and I want to tell class we have a blockbuster class for today. Probably we should take 4 hours. We're going to try and cram it into one. We really have some interesting topics. We're going to explore some things we haven't gone to before. We have a famous anniversary, a 75th anniversary. We're going to talk about it. We haven't discussed this topic a lot on USA Prepares, but it's probably time. We're going to give a quick update on the stock market and the economy, but also we're going to talk about a true story of internet fraud, something that could hurt anybody and happen to anybody, and it's happened to someone, probably one of the least deserving and persons that it could happen to, and we're going to discuss that and what we can do to protect ourselves from the same thing happening to ourselves. So we have a great class, Vince.
Well, let's get right into it. I'll tell you what, let me just mention this, Bert. I read the email that you sent me about the Los Gatos electric vehicle being charged and catching fire and then burning down the entire carport and causing the police department and the fire department to come rushing to put it out, all because of an electric vehicle. And I read that yesterday. I want to thank you for that. If you want to go into it, you're certainly welcome to do that. But think about this, class. Think about those Tesla charging stations where you have one vehicle next to the next, next, next. And they're all lined up, right, side by side by side by side by side, maybe 16 of them. And they're always, you know, they're packed. At least the videos I've seen, people are waiting in line to get a charger. And let's say one of them catches on fire. What happens? Does the one next to it catch on fire? Does the plastic shell catch on fire? Do the plastic parts catch on fire? I'll bet one vehicle would take down all 16. Bert, any comments?
Yeah, that's terrible. And you want to hear something worse. You might remember that about a year ago, there was a cargo ship coming to the United States from Germany filled end-to-end with high-end luxury electric vehicles, Porsches, I believe some Lamborghinis. I mean, it was basically hundreds of millions of dollars of high-end EVs and a fire. And by the way, they pack them in, as you said. But we're not talking about a charging station with 10 cars packed in. This was hundreds of cars packed end-to-end. One of them, it just takes one, caught fire and set the whole boat on fire. No lives were lost. They tried to tow the boat to a shore so they could salvage the cars that had not caught fire because it was so many. But unfortunately, the fire was so intense it burnt a hole into the hull of the ship. It took on water. The crew had been evacuated. There was no one to try and save the boat and pump the water out. So on towing the boat, it was lost. The boat was lost. The cars were lost. It's in the bottom of the sea. $500 million, literally down the drain. Yes, there's a problem with charging EVs. In this case, in California and close to me here, it was actually, from what I understand from reading the reports, a golf cart that had the batteries that then, this was obviously somebody well-to-do. He had a 6 or 8 slot garage and 4 or 5 of his cars caught fire. were able to control it in time to save his house, but he lost his garage and his cars that once it started spreading to another car, they just popped instantly. So, yes, there's some problem in charging vehicles, Vince.
I just want to mention, we have a golf cart here at the farm, and it's made by EasyGo, a Textron EasyGo golf cart. And it has a Robin two-cylinder gasoline engine. It's never caught on fire. Not once. And it, we bought it used. And it was what my parents would use to come see us, you know, from their farm to our farm and vice versa. And I used it for emergencies, which happened all the time because my dad was hit in by a guy who fell asleep at the wheel and really messed him up. And it was about 700 or 800 feet from our house to his house. And I would just hop in this golf cart, hit the ignition switch, turn it on, hit the gas pedal, and off we went. And it was the fastest way to get there for all these emergencies. And but they used it, and after my parents passed on, it passed to me. And we use it every day. Every day we use this golf cart. And it's probably 25 years old, at least. And it's never caught on fire. But it's gasoline-powered. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so we have to figure out a safer way. And you know, maybe there's got to be some type of onboard fire extinguisher, although it's got to be powerful because when these fires start, they're awfully strong. Vince, we got to move along because we got a really densely packed class today. Quick 30-second update on the markets and the economy. The stock market's showing signs of life. You might ask, how can that be when everything looks so bad? Well, when stock markets do turn, it's usually when, exactly then when things look so bad. We've had the worst 6 months, and depending on how you measure it, in 100 years, and in 60 years, since the 30s, since the 50s, depending on how you measure it. But one of the worst 6 months of the stock markets ever. And there was, you know, some news on the economy today. Unemployment's gotten in employment. It's not growing as fast, but still remarkably strong. Of course, remember, they're not the real numbers because there's lots of people out of work who aren't counted. But long and short is the markets do seem to be turning. Maybe it's a sign that there's better times ahead. Markets always look 6 to 12 months ahead, so maybe that's an optimistic sign. We're certainly not telling class to immediately go out and invest in the stock market, but I'm just saying maybe there's a glimmer of hope in that we've had markets going up for several days now, and that might be a sign that the worst is over for the markets. For the economy, not necessarily so. It might get worse, but again, markets are looking a year ahead. Vince, so that's a quick update there. But Vince, can we jump into this internet fraud case? Because it's really...
Absolutely. There's a company that needs to be eviscerated, and let's start it right here, right now.
Yeah. So Vince, this starts with a single mom who is a hairdresser, and she bought something. You know, she really struggling, almost went out of business during COVID because, you know, you couldn't cut people's hair, which was, you know, you couldn't have people indoors. Businesses were shut down. So she managed to survive that, keep her business going, just basically getting on her feet. Just a wonderful woman. And she orders something on eBay. And there's a problem paying for the transaction. She's not sure what the problem is. Looks up the number for eBay and calls it. So first mistake, class, do not look up the number, whether it's Facebook, eBay, Amazon, whatever. Do not look up that number on the internet because there's fraudulent criminal syndicates that post those numbers and they're fake. So she calls what turned out, unfortunately, to be a criminal syndicate posing as eBay, and they take possession of her computer. And they take possession of all her bank accounts. And most importantly, they also put in software so they could go into her computer and actually see and do everything in her computer. Do not load any desk in your computer unless you really, really know, double know who you are communicating with, because this program allows somebody externally to literally have complete control of your computer, look at all your files, go anywhere, do anything. If they spend enough time, they can find your passwords, but they can see everything you're doing. So that's That's what happened. Unfortunately, she was too trusting. And then they got a hold of an application called Venmo. So, class, beware of this application. So if you want to fraudulently transfer money, the criminals do not like to just use bank transfers because they can be reversed, they can be traced, they can be stopped in many cases. When you just have bank-to-bank transfers, if you catch them in time, the banks will cooperate and try and reverse them. But on Venmo, they don't do it. They don't want to do it. They've already been investigated by the FTC. In fact, they've been sanctioned by the FTC. So, unfortunately, this woman, and we can give her name. Her name is Julianne, and she was too trusting, and these criminals took complete control of her computer and started emptying out her bank accounts to themselves using the Venmo application. And she had only used it a few times at all for once in a while when she had a client who had to pay her that way. So she was wiped out. She's my hairdresser, Vince, so she asked me for help. She was very distraught, and I tried to help her as best I could. The Bank of America, where her bank accounts were very helpful, and they were able to immediately freeze her account and set up a new bank account for her. And the best they could, they tried to get back some of the money, but they couldn't because Venmo, the criminals, take it instantly and transfer it to debit cards so it can be spent and not only not traced, but not clawed back. So she lost several thousand dollars through this criminal syndicate. But to show you how bad Venmo is, not just lack security and the ability for these things to happen, but, Vince, that's not the end of the story. So several days later, after she had contacted Venmo, tried to report and tried to hope that she could get some of her money back. And basically, they took all her money. She's just a hairdresser, so they took all her money, a few thousand dollars that she had. They actually continued. Well, first of all, they denied her claim that there was fraudulent activity. They said, oh, no, these were your friends you sent the money to. They told us so. You know, who knows? They might have been calling Venmo as well, saying, hey, where's our money? No, I'm a real friend of hers and whatever. Who knows what they were saying? Venmo denied her claim. Then they unfroze her account and continued to steal more money from her. But they couldn't get it because her bank account was empty. So they paid the criminals anyway and then went back and told Julianne that you owe us money now. So not only did they steal all her money, they continued to try and take money out of her account, which, for whatever reason, they paid the criminals, and now they're harassing her to pay more money to Venmo for these transactions, if you can believe that, Vince. So they're now coming after this woman to try and get more money from her when she's already wiped out, saying that, we paid your friend because, you know, as you wanted, but as a favor to you, but now you owe us the money. If you can believe that, man.
Class, if your blood's not boiling, something is wrong. And, Bert, how do you spell Venmo?
V-E-N-M-O.
And Venmo is a corporation under PayPal, is that right?
They're owned by PayPal. Their customer service number is 855-812-4430.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits. kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, did I hear you give out the telephone number for Venmo?
The phone number for Venmo is 855-812-4430. Miss Julianne's case number is VMD 1281953. We want justice for Julianne. Vince, let me say, it's not like we contacted them days later. I went to go help her, and we contacted Venmo the same day, the same morning this occurred. We contacted them. We saw all the fraudulent transfers they were making. So this wasn't like, you know, the next day or several days later. This was almost immediately we contacted them. Not only did they refuse to reverse any of the transfers, they unfroze her account and continued to allow these criminals to attempt to take more money. And when the bank account was emptied out and there was no money to take, they transferred the money anyway and then said, Miss Julianne, you owe us now thousands of dollars. Unbelievable.
Bert, it sounds like you're actually angry at this.
Oh, I'm furious. Well, I did some research, Vince, and it turns out they've been under sanction before for lax security. Criminals love to use it because they don't have the safeguards. They don't have the ability to claw back funds. It's supposedly for sending friends money, but it appears that a large amount of the activity on it is criminal, and or for who knows what. And they, and by the way, they denied her claim, they didn't even have the courtesy to call and explain why. They just unfroze her account and then continued to let the same criminals take more money from her. It's almost unbelievable that in the modern day a financial corporation would operate like that, but they do. And it's a terrible situation. They're preying on one of the least persons to try and prey on. You know, Vince, if it happened to you, well, it probably wouldn't happen to you or me, but if something like that did, you know, as I say, we're kind of more astute in how to fight back, but this was a poor, trusting woman, just one of the nicest persons I know on the planet, and I'm not just saying that, and to prey on her and empty out the limited money she has to live on is treat her like that. I mean, obviously the criminals are to blame, number one, but I consider Venmo complicit in this criminal activity.
I had a couple comments. Number one, class, I've only done this a few times in extreme cases, but we're going to do it again. So USA Prepares is the largest preparedness broadcast class in the world. I am authorizing all of our class, all of you right now, to act as investigative journalists and reporters on behalf of USA Prepares in this case with Venmo. And if you'd like to call them, you can say that you are part of an investigation team acting on behalf of USA Prepares, the largest preparedness broadcast in the world, and you're going to be reporting on this. And you can call in on air, and you can call in next Friday and let us know what you found out. The telephone number that I heard Bert give out is 855-812-4430. 855-812-4430. The case number, that's the Venmo telephone number. The case number, V as in Vincent, MD 128-1953. VMD 128-1953. They also have an email address, and it's for the press. It's only for the press. So it probably gets more attention than other email addresses at Venmo, V-E-N-M-O. And it's really simple. And I authorize our investigative journalists and reporters to use that. Now, of course, no profanities allowed. You must be professional. And you can pursue this as an investigative journalist. And it is press, P-R-E-S-S, at Venmo, V-E-N-M-O.com. Press at Venmo.com. Bert, I have a homework assignment for you, and I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.6%. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have less faith in the American government at this time, you're not alone.
Americans' confidence in the government is seeing a sharp decline. According to a Monmouth University poll, just over 1 in 3 Americans are confident in the government. 36% of Americans describe the system of government as basically sound. That's down from 55% in 2020 and then 44% in 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas state law enforcement officials are going to send illegal migrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on Fox Business Thursday.
We're having deaths occur more frequently. In fact, an international organization labeled the Biden's border between the United States and Mexico the most deadly border in the entire world. Mm. And so what Texas is doing, we've taken unprecedented action to respond to this, including building a border wall, deploying the military, laying down military-grade razor wire, and now doing the unprecedented, and that is Texas law enforcement and National Guard, anybody they apprehend coming across the border illegally, they will be returning to the border.
President Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 16 Americans on Thursday, including decorated Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. The late Senator John McCain and Apple co-founder Steve Jobs received the award posthumously. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this hits home, and I have some homework for Bert, and I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. But I need to, Bert, I need 2 minutes to recap and let Venmo know who we are. So, class, you can send Venmo a link to this broadcast, and they'll pay attention to that. And just say, here's what people are saying about you. You can say that in the subject line. Or here's what people are saying about Venmo on the air. All right? So many years ago, a BMW was purchased, and it had 1,800 miles on it. And this BMW had electric steering, and the steering was unpredictable. You couldn't really tell where this thing was going to go because there was a delay between the time you turned the steering wheel and when the wheels actually turned. Okay, so it was really unsafe. And the dealership said, well, the car is just out of warranty. The owner said, and the owner was you, Bert, that it had just the warranty expired. It was going to cost $6,000 to fix it, and we'll charge you $200 to tell you it's out of warranty. Well, you told me about it. I got the VIN number. I called BMW North America, and I said, here's the problem. And, you know, I think I'm an investigative journalist, Vin Finelli, and I think there's a recall in your future at BMW. They asked for the VIN number, they asked for the owner, and they contacted Bert, and they fixed it for free. Case number one. Case number two, Fish and Wildlife came to the house of this woman, this mother, whose daughter, 10-year-old daughter, rescued a bird that fell in the backyard. To make a long story short, Fish and Wildlife issued court papers where the mother was to appear in court. She was facing a one-year jail term because her daughter rescued and set free a bird. We exposed the whole thing on the air, and Fish and Wildlife, and I said, this girl deserves a plaque. They don't deserve a court appearance. The girl got a plaque. Third case, City of Orlando, Orlando, Florida. This family that I heard about was fined $500 a day for growing vegetables in the front yard. I called the City of Orlando. I got the investigator's number. I gave out the cell phone number on the air. And I said that I authorized our class to call and find out what they could and report on the air. And they did. The City of Orlando called me. I did two broadcasts today, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The City of Orlando called me and begged me. Actually, it was Mrs. Finelli, because I was on the air at the time in the afternoon. They begged me to stop doing it because they couldn't take all the phone calls. The result of that was they changed the ordinance to allow people to grow gardens in the front yard for food, for survival, and the fine was halted and dismissed. That's three cases. Venmo, you're number four. Now, am I angry? Of course I'm angry. You know, and what is this? This hits home. This hits USA Prepares. This hits us because it's directly impacting one of the friends of one of your instructors whose name is Bert. Now, all they had to do was help, but they didn't do that. And it is very difficult to work with these companies who hide behind websites. You entrust them with your money and they act irresponsibly. At least that's what I'm hearing. Would you like to be part of our investigative team? You're authorized to do it, class. Venmo's number, telephone number, is 855-812-4430. The case number is VMD-128-1953. VMD-128-1953. The young lady who is involved in this fraud, the money has been stolen from her. Her name is Julie Ann.
Yeah,
now,
Vince,
Bert, here's your homework.
Well, we're going to call it Justice for Miss Julie Ann, Vince.
Okay. How do you spell Julie Ann?
J-U-L-I-A-N-N. Julie Ann.
Okay. Okay. And here is, Bert, here's your homework, if you choose to accept it. Now, what happens is people who are involved in these corporations don't like their names and phone numbers to be made public. They don't like their addresses to be made public. So who is actually going to make this happen to fix this? The board of directors of Venmo. The board of directors does not want to be associated with this in any way, shape, or form. So the homework assignment I have for you, Bert, is would you please provide for us, on air, the names, and if you can get them, the phone numbers, of each member of the board of directors of Venmo.
Well, Vince, that would be PayPal, because they're PayPal purchased them, so they're a subsidiary now.
That's great. And your buddy Elon Musk was a founder of PayPal.
Way before this, Vince.
Uh-huh. I know, but that's this is big tech. We're talking about big tech, PayPal, right? There may be some fallout. I don't know. So let's give everybody credit. Now, if the board of directors says, this is an outrage. We should never have let this happen. We're going to fix this, and we're going to take the people involved at Venmo out to the woodshed and spank them. We'll report that.
That would be
if they're fired. If they're fired, we'll report that. If they do the right thing and fix this, which they absolutely, positively have the power to do, we will report their positive actions in fixing this. If they don't, we're going to report that too.
Also, Vince, put in the proper safeguards, because I can't believe this is the first time this has ever happened. I've uncovered numerous cases of investigations in the past by the FTC and others. So this is also on behalf of everybody else who's been defrauded or will be defrauded in the future from Venmo.
That's correct. That's correct. So this is a public service incident, event, and we think that it's an outrage when the little people are beat up. We actually do. So I mentioned three previous cases that I have been involved in personally and fixed. Just me and our listeners. And let's do it again. I don't like doing this. I really don't. But I don't like being run roughshod over by big tech. It's about time Congress reins these guys in. As a matter of fact, maybe we should let Congress know what's going on as well. And maybe there needs to be a congressional investigation or a state investigation by the state of California, by the federal government. Let's find out. Let's find out. How big does Venmo want to take this?
Yeah, I believe our congressman here is Ro Khanna, and he's usually a pretty good guy on the side of consumers and the people on these type of things. He's, even though he's in Silicon Valley, he's in the past not been afraid to go up against the big Silicon Valley companies.
So, Bert, let's say we're talking about $3,000, okay?
Oh,
how
more than
much
that, then.
Is it?
It's more than
that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever it is. How much is that going to hurt Venmo? They won't even know what happened if they settle with Julianne and do the right thing and patch up the security holes. It won't cost them. It will cost more than that, than the amount to refund Julianne, than it would to call the lawyers into the conference room and say, what are we going to do about this?
Probably even to call the lawyers on the phone call for the first 30 seconds.
Right. Right. Okay. So, Bert, if you can, please come up with the board of directors of PayPal, and we'll give out their names and numbers as you provide next week. I'm looking forward to a quick resolution to this case and a permanent fix. And, class, if you type it on the Internet, if you're connected to Wi-Fi, if you're using a smartphone, there is absolutely, positively risk associated with it. There's no question about it. There's risk associated with it.
And do not look up on the Internet the customer service number for any Internet site you're having a problem with. Go to that site, to the website, and find the contact us. Usually they call you back. But in any case, do not go just Google to look for the number, because criminal organizations are posting those numbers and faking people out all the time.
And right. And they spoof numbers, and I have spoof numbers, and companies call me all the time. They want to build a website for us. And I go, plumbing? You're calling? You have a plumber? You have a leak? You need a plumber? Vincent, you're calling for a plumber? Oh, and then they hang up. All right? So the point there is, just because you see a telephone number that registers on your caller ID as something that you may think is real, it may not be real. I get them all the time. So here's what I would do. If you get a call, I would say, I'm sorry. I didn't get your name. I'm going to write this down. How do you spell your first name? Oh, we're not allowed to give you our names. So you're calling me for information, but you're not going to tell me who you are. Is that right? And we can't do it. It's policy. Then you hang up. Okay. You want their first name, their last name, the company's name, and you want them to give you the phone number. And that phone number that they're calling may not be jive with the phone number that's on your caller ID. If it does not, hang up. You don't have to be polite to people who call you to try to steal from you. I'm turning callous in my old age. And it's not because I was raised this way. It's because of these are things that I've learned by bruises. I used to be taller than I am now. I'm wearing out fighting these battles, but I got a lot of fight left in me. And Venmo, that seems like a great one. That seems like a wonderful fight to be in.
Yeah, and we're fighting for the people that maybe don't have the vigor that you or I have. You know, we're fighting for the good people who maybe are not able to put up the kind of fight we can. So it's really on behalf of, you know, it's sort of our lot in life. As I said to you a day ago when I told you the story that, you know, we're the good wolves, and part of our duty is to take care of the good sheep and the good lamb.
Bert, you and I talked about this privately on the phone. You want to share with the audience what my reaction was?
Oh, you were 100%. And okay. Of course, you were upset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So we stand up for the little guy, the bottom 93%, as Rich Sheepin would say. Okay, what's next? You have a blockbuster.
Yeah, so complete change of direction, and we are running late, but I sent, unfortunately, the rest of the class can't see it. I sent a newspaper from exactly 75 years ago today, probably, Vince, 75 years ago to the hour to this day. The headline of the newspaper from southern New Mexico was "Flying Disc Recovered," and a complete front page number one article of the recovery of what we now call a flying saucer in the desert of New Mexico. 75 years ago was that headline in the newspaper to July 8th, 1947. And we're going to talk about in the time we
Jake
have left.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, 75 years ago, is Roswell, New Mexico. Please continue.
Yes, so this week, a spacecraft crashed on a ranch in Roswell, New Mexico. The rancher who discovered it, Max Brazel, took some of the debris of the spacecraft, and it was metal and had inscriptions in it, and he couldn't figure out what it was. It was a huge debris field. Took it to the police department. The police said it must be something military related, but gosh, it doesn't, you know, look like anything we can identify. They went to the Roswell Air Force Base, which was nearby. Now, let me set a little perspective here. This part of the world, this part of the United States, southern New Mexico, was the only place in the world where there were atomic weapons and missile testing going on. So we were testing captured German missiles. We had atomic weapons. In fact, it was Roswell Air Force Base that launched the first atomic attacks of World War II. The two bomb attacks were planes taken off from the bomber group at Roswell Air Force Base. So it was the only nuclear-equipped force at the time. So because you wonder, why would UFOs go to this part of the world? So the debris was then taken to the Air Force Base. They looked at it. They didn't know what it was. They contacted their superiors. Meanwhile, the newspaper gets a hold of it because newspapers monitor what's going on at the police station. They did their front page article. They talked about it. Also, an archaeological team that was just walking around the area from the university, all those students stumbled upon it. They all saw it. Well, long story short, Vince, within about a day and a half, the military took control. They said, we need to put a cover story, and they proceeded to not only put out a cover story that it was a weather balloon, which was preposterous, but they then went and threatened everybody who had witnessed the crash site and looked at the debris and forced people who had collected pieces of the debris to turn it over. Some of that debris was not turned over, by the way, and it's circulating around. I've seen a piece of it, by the way. But this was the beginning of the cover-up of the UFO days when it started. And why did they cover up? Well, probably a combination of military security, because it is a military secret if you have technology from another world, and also because they felt probably, most likely, and there might be some truth in it, people couldn't deal with it. It's just too far out there. Well, that may or may not be true. We don't know. But that's what they did, and that was the beginning of the UFO cover-up. Many people investigated it since. I know you had on USA Prepares Vince Stanton Friedman, and he dedicated his life to investigating UFOs and the spacecraft that crashed at Roswell, and he passed away about a year ago. But it led to really both the cover-up and, of course, also the journalism and the investigative reporting that's continued for the past 75 years. But literally, Vince, the Roswell newspaper that I sent over to USA Prepares, maybe we can post it on our website, it's dated July 8th, 1947, and it says flying disc recovered in New Mexico desert. And the article goes on from there. So that was the beginning of what became 75 years of, well, we still don't have resolution, Vince, right? We've had congressional investigations, and lots of people are looking into it. There's many more stories, including some, coincidentally, nearby in Missouri to USA Prepares headquarters. But the topic continues more lively than ever. And so it was actually those 75 years today that it made the newspaper. It was during the week when things uncovered, when they first captured the debris, when the military eventually got involved. And if you wonder where it is, it was all taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, where presumably it sits today. There have been people who have come forth and said, we tried to reverse engineer the technology, and we were partially successful in some of that. One of the colonels who was in charge of that before he died wrote a book about it the day after Roswell, and he was actually in charge of taking technology reports that they had done on some of what they recovered and given them to other corporations throughout the country. And at first he didn't know what he was doing. He thought it was just government research projects, but it turned out to be reverse engineering from what they were discovering from crashed spaceship. So very interesting anniversary today, Vince.
So, Bert, I have two questions. Number one, does Burt believe that we got a shot in the arm, if you will, a leapfrog of technology by reverse engineering what we found at Roswell? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Second question. What did you see? You saw a piece of the wreckage? What was it?
I saw a piece. It wasn't the body. It was something that looked like a radar shield or a lens. It had a very weird metal that cannot be traced to Earth. The isotopic of the. It had titanium and some other metal in it. And it's still being analyzed.
So an element that is not earthbound.
Well, isotope that was not earthbound. The actual metals we know, bismuth and titanium.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due
to
pathogens and viruses.
See you next week.
Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood.
Okay, Jason, thank you so much. See you Monday.
AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.